With gratitude, optimism is sustainable. A brief editorial comment. While I wrote most of this blog on April 29th, the following day there was an interview with Michael J. Fox on CBS Sunday Morning. One of the last things he said in the interview seemed to fit perfectly with this post on happiness. He said, "With gratitude, optimism is sustainable." And so here we go. May 1st, 2023 by Chad Dumas. This blog is typically very directly about education, leadership, PLC practices, and teamwork, with the added rib review bonus, of course. But this month, I thought I'd veer off and go a little more broad. I've been thinking about happiness a lot lately. What is it? How do you acquire it? What helps sustain it? My own relationship with it, and more. Now, as a disclaimer, I am not a mental health expert. If you're experiencing symptoms of mental illness, please, please, please contact a local expert to assist you. You matter. So get assistance, please. These are simply my own musings on a topic of interest regarding happiness and how to increase it. It is not meant to be a prescription for depression or other disorders. Resources. It turns out that happiness resources abound. The New York Times has a guide on how to be happy. Martin E.P. Seligman, evidently the most influential living psychologist from the University of Pennsylvania, has an entire website, authentichappiness.org, devoted to it, complete with books, videos, papers, questionnaires, and more. Yale University has an entirely free online course, The Science of Well-Being, that is the most popular online course they have ever offered. I guess there's a lot we can learn about being happy. A few highlights have jumped out at me as I've thought about and made initial steps to learn more about happiness. One, what you think about matters. The stories that we tell ourselves greatly advance or inhibit our happiness. What goes on in our minds, our self-talk, directly influences our state. Because happiness is an internal condition that is compounded by internal conversations, positive or negative, we can influence our happiness through what we think about. Gratitude, in particular, plays a really important role in improving happiness. Taking the time every day to ponder and write down what we are grateful for increases happiness. Telling others of that gratitude, whether for them or just general appreciation, also impacts our well-being. And expressing your thoughts and gratitude through service increases our happiness. When we serve others, we get out of our own heads. It gets us thinking about the needs of others and, in some situations, better appreciating our own circumstances. Service can be an outward expression of gratitude, whether we intend it to be that way or not. Two, environment matters. It's an odd apparent dichotomy. While happiness is in our heads, our environments matter. Who we hang with, how much time we spend in fresh air, the amount of physical movement we get, the food we eat, the level of cleanliness in our home or room, the quality and quantity of our sleep, the relationships that we have with people. All of this matters, and while it doesn't control our happiness, it definitely has an influence. In other words, physical well-being influences our mental well-being. Three, choice matters. Every day, we have thousands of choices that we get to make. One of those choices is between being miserable and being joyous. A friend of mine says, both take the same amount of energy, so I choose joy. While possibly simplistic in nature, it seems that when I make an active choice to be happy, I am happier. And when I make an active choice to be a grumpy Gus, well, you know what happens. For most of us, again, please see the disclaimer above, we can make an active choice and influence our happiness. In practice, happiness is a well-studied concept that we have likely barely scratched the surface in trying to understand. As I write this, 37,000 feet above the Rockies, I'm grateful for educators raising the next generation of doctors, lawyers, plumbers, electricians, teachers, secretaries, and more. I'm grateful for the mindset of an ever-advancing civilization, and I'm grateful for the technology that allows us to do this important work. May your May bring you great happiness, full of gratitude, service, healthy living, and positive choices. As Michael J. Fox succinctly put it, with gratitude, optimism is sustainable. Questions for reflection? Can we be happy all or even most of the time? Is it just as good or better to be content? And what's the difference between happiness and contentment? Is a meaningful life a happy life? What practices might you adopt to increase your own happiness and well-being? And who and how can you serve in the next day or so? Happiness isn't something that just happens to you. Everyone has the power to make small changes in our behavior, our surroundings, and our relationships that can help set us on a course for a happier life. And now for the rib review. Stubby's Barbecue in Hot Springs, Arkansas doesn't disappoint. It's a humble joint with not very much seating. The emphasis is clearly not on ambiance, but on the quality of their food. While I only had ribs once in April, these were really good. They were tender with no need for sauce. It was oddly too sweet for my taste anyway. I really like coleslaw, and theirs was quite good. It's mayonnaise-based, but not terribly sweet. Do you have a story you'd like to share? Comment below or email me at chad@nextlearningsolutions.com. And if you know someone who would appreciate this post, please do share it with them. Until next time, thanks for listening. Have a great May.